A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Chav Zayin, Menachas 27a, pagination is 53. We are starting that famous section in Menachas about Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. When you have two somewhat related mitzvahs, are they indeed interrelated and dependent on one another or not? The best way, I think, to explain and appreciate the contrast is to pick two cases that are going to be coming up in Mishnayis. One on Chaf Ches, next daf, Dalid Parshios Shel Tefillin Ma'akvin, the four paragraphs that are in Tefillin are necessary one for the other. If you had a set of tefillin that only has three parshios, it would not be a mitzvah at all to put it on. It's not like we sometimes think, well, if you could only do part of the mitzvah, so do the best you can, that type of thing. We'll discuss maybe on some zecher level, just to remember the mitzvah, it's worth doing, but you can't make a bracha because it's not a asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, it's not a mitzvah. You're not doing the mitzvah if you only have three paragraphs and you're supposed to have four. In contrast, the Mishnah on Lamed Ches, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Menachos, tells us, Tefila shel yad eina ma'akeves es shel rosh, that the tefillin shel yad, the arm tefillin, and the head tefillin, are not dependent one on the other, as much as one is supposed to do both of them, and as much as they are on some level interrelated, v'hayu l'totafos bein einecha, that you're supposed to put on the shel yad and then the shel rosh, so that while you're rearing the shel rosh, you should have two, the arm and the head, but they're not interrelated to the point that you cannot be yotze one without the other. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has an arm injury and cannot put on the arm tefillin, he's still going to put on the head tefillin and he'll recite a bracha on it, possibly two brachas. And the same thing if for some reason he has a head injury and cannot put on tefillin on the head, he's still going to put on the arm tefillin. And this contrast between different mitzvahs is very important because, as we're mentioning, most of the time people have the erroneous impression that they're dependent one on the other. And because they're not doing one mitzvah, they don't do the other. A person who's not 100% Shomer Shabbos should still be doing whatever mitzvahs they're able to do. You light the candles before Shabbos begins, you recite Kiddush, have a meal, daven as much as you can, don't drive on Shabbos. If there's something that the person can't pull through for whatever reason, whether it rightly or wrongly, but that's on its own merit. Generally, do as much as you can and you could recite the brachas. But sometimes the mitzvahs are so interrelated that you're really not doing a complete mitzvah, and therefore the bracha would be inappropriate. The launching pad, if you will, for this section of the Masechta is the Mishnah on the top of our daf, which tells us HaKometz Miyuta Me'akevis Rubo, the Kometz needs to be done in its entirety. Missing some from the Kometz is not going to be the fulfillment. The Kometz being the fistful that's taken out of a flower offering. At the end of that Mishnah, Hasolos V'Hashemen Me'akvin Ze'ezeh, the flour and the oil are interdependent. You can't have the Mincha that requires them both without having them both. V'Hakometz V'Halavonu Me'akvin Ze'ezeh, the Kometz and the Lavona, the frankincense, are also interdependent, and you can't offer one without the other. Let's drop down to the second Mishnah, Shnei Si'ire Yom HaKippurim Ma'akvin Ze'ese, the two goats of the Yom Kippur service in the Beis HaMikdash are interrelated, you need them both. And moving on in that Mishnah, we have a statement which I'd like to focus on. Dalid Shebelulov is also Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. The four species associated with the Lulav, meaning the Lulav itself, the Esreg, the Hadassim, and the Aravos, are interrelated to the point that it's one mitzvah, and the only way to do that mitzvah is if you have them all. If for some reason they're missing one of the species, then you cannot recite a bracha. Let's take a look at the Gemara on this, which can be found counting up from the medium lines, five lines at the end of the line. V'dalid shebelulav, and the four species of the lulav are interconnected as a mitzvah, and you need them all, because the pasuk says, ulekachtem, you should take them, which we understand to mean lekicha tama, a complete taking. You got to take them all. You got to do it in one unit. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Rav Chanan bar Rava said, lo shanu, we only said this, ela she'en lo, in a case where he simply doesn't have all four species. Ava yesh lo, but if he has them all, ein ma'akvin, they're not so interrelated that you have to take them all at the same time. But you could take them, according to this opinion, which is the way we paskin, one at a time, as long as you have them all. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question which will emerge as a dissenting opinion. Dalid minin shebelulav, the four species of lulav, beiz me'enos and peros, or beiz me'enos and peros, two of them produce fruit, and two of them do not produce fruit. The esrog and the lulav are associated with fruit producing. The esrog, clearly, it's a citrus fruit, and the lulav is the date palm. Whereas the hadassim and the aravos, the willow, the myrtle, are associated as not being fruit producing. And so the Gemara tells us, ha'osin peiros yuzukukim l'she'in osin, those who do produce fruit are supposed to be linked to those who do not. Vishainos and peros yuzukukim los and peros. And those who do not should be linked to those who do. Fruit representing a person who produces good deeds. And they're representing sections, segments of the Jewish people. And we're saying they all have to be united because everybody has what to offer. And it's interesting how the hashkafa blends with the halacha here. And you're not fulfilling your obligation. They have to be all in one unit. Unity in the Jewish people. That's how it is for the Jewish people in order to find favor in Hashem's eyes. Achiyu kulam ba'aguda achas. They have to be one unit. Shenemar abona bashmai ma'alosa ve'agudosa l'eretz yisoda. So what do we do with this concept that it absolutely has to be in one unit as opposed to the opinion that once you own them, you have them in front of you, they don't have to be in one unit? You'll notice no one is arguing on the principle of the Mishnah. You need all four species. We are arguing, as soon as we realize it's an argument and not just a kasha, we're arguing whether they have to be bundled. Tanoihi, it's a machlokes tanoim. Tanya, we learned. Lulav ben agud ben she'eno agud kosher. The first opinion, the Tanakhama says, whether it's bound, whether it's not bound, it's all good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Agud Kasha in a good pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be bound. If it's not bound, it's pasul. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for that? Gomar kicha kicha me agudas ezov. There's a rule by Ezov, Mala Alon Ba'aguda, Afkan Ba'aguda. Just like over there, it has to be bundled. Over here also, it has to be bundled. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbanon Lo Gamri Kicha Kicha. And the Rabbanon hold that that comparison should not be made. There's no such requirement by the four species of Lulav. Keman Ozla, who is the opinion, Hadetanya, of this that we learned? Lulav mitzvah la ogdovim lo ogdo kosher. It's a mitzvah to bind the lulav and its species. But if you didn't, it's kosher. That throws us a surprise. Because keman, whose opinion is that? Ik Rabbi Yehuda lo ogdo amai kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says it requires binding. And that's true even b'dieved after the fact. You're just not yotzei. So why would the ruling be kosher? I Rabbanan, my mitzvah, and if it's the Rabbanan, I thought there's no requirement at all. Why would it be called a mitzvah? And the Gemara answers, L'olam Rabbanan. Indeed, it is the opinion of the Rabbanan, and even though they do not require that it be bound, it's not chayiv la'ogdo, but nevertheless, it's mitzvah la'ogdo. It's a good thing, it's a nice thing. Or my mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Mishim zekeli ve'anveyu, to glorify the mitzvah. It could be, as we all understand when we hear Zekeli ve'anveyu at face value, it glorifies it by making it nice and neat, but it could also be Zekeli ve'anveyu that the concept which is associated with Rabbi Yehuda's ruling that it should be bound because some of them are fruit producing and some of them are not, and we want the tzaddikim and the rishayim to all be bound for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's true. And that's zekeli ve'anveyu, even if it's not halachically required. Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Nun Aleph Yud Beis, Arba Aminim Alala Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, all four species are interrelated to the point that you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah without having all of them. If you're missing one of them, you cannot recite the bracha. You would take whatever you have as a remembrance, but it's not the mitzvah. But if you do have all four ready for you, and you took them one at a time, yatsa, you would be yotzei. That's the opinion of the Rabbanon, but it's nevertheless, as we say in the beginning of that same simen, mitzvah la'agdo, proper to do the binding, possibly with all the connotations that the Gemara mentions in the opinion that actually requires it. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.